Hello and welcome to the latest interview with Slough Joint Manager John Underwood. Great win, John. Winning it in the last five. You say you lost a game last five few days ago. Come back. Football has this funny way of doing it. Not a great performance.
No, it wasn't. And everyone says football's a funny game. I mean, our best performance out of the three was Tuesday where we lost. Today we started very sloppy. We had a bit of an issue at centre-half where Brad phoned us yesterday to say he wasn't well. He had a bad stomach and he wasn't well again today, but we decided to go with him. Obviously, we were missing Mark Nisbet, but he was clearly not right early on, and the whole team wasn't right. It wasn't just Brad. The whole team wasn't right to start with. We were very slow out of the blocks, deservedly went behind. And in the end, it was a set piece that got us back in the game, which we needed a goal, we needed a foothold, and give us a bit of belief. And we worked very hard on our set pieces. Guy got a great header, and Danny finished it off.
What would you put the poor start down to? It seemed at sixes and sevens. It just didn't seem anywhere near like the team that we'd seen in the last couple of games.
No, we didn't see that start coming. The training was good Thursday. Everyone was good in the warm-up. It's sometimes you just can't put your finger on it. I don't think anyone took it too lightly. I think they just started brighter than us. We started really bright Tuesday on the front foot, and that's what they did today. And they had a 3-5-2, they had an extra man in midfield, and they made that count. But we weren't good off the ball, and we weren't good on the ball first 20 minutes. We were giving the ball up too easy. And we caused ourselves problems. But like I said, we managed to get that goal from a set piece, get a foothold, and I thought we ended the half really well. Dobbo with a good finish with his right foot. We had a great chance with Charlie right on half time to potentially go in 3-2 up. So,
what was the message at half time?
We obviously talked a bit about the first 20 minutes, what we felt went wrong, what we can't afford to do wrong again. Second half, we felt that if we could get anywhere near the levels that we're capable of, that we would we'd cause them problems second half. I thought we started the second half really well. For 20 minutes it was really us doing the attacking without getting that goal, and then I think the game then got really open, a lot like it did on Tuesday night, and it really could have gone either way at that point.
And then obviously you made a few changes. What were the reasons behind those?
Yeah, we brought Leon up front for Gaff, just to we weren't getting a lot of joy up front, so we wanted to give Lee an opportunity to try and make a difference up there. We then brought Togs on for Warren. Just felt Warren was starting to tire, and we felt that, I guess, a little lesson from Tuesday, that felt we maybe lost a little bit of control of the game with about 15 minutes to go. So we got a more defensive minded midfielder in Togs, and just pushed Nath to the right and to try and just get a bit of a grip of the game.
And then your heart must have been pounding when that winner goes in, and then it's kind of a little bit of all backs to the wall for the last few minutes, and then real controversial moment at the end. Well, how did you see that?
To be honest, we're about 70 yards away from it. It looked like Guy in the centre forward had a come in together. Their guy came off worse, but that's quite often down to Guy's strength. Very hard to be sure exactly what happened.
But were you fearful that you might have a penalty awarded?
Yeah, you see the ref didn't really make it clear what he was doing and what he was giving. Then we just sort of worked out from their players' reactions that it must have gone our way. But your heart obviously goes in your mouth. You just never know what's going to happen. So, we were delighted that we got the free kick.
Was 3 points deserved?
I think they'll feel that they deserved a point. I think if it had been a draw, we probably couldn't have argued because we didn't play well. But as I've said, Tuesday night was our best performance of the season, and we didn't get what we deserved. So at this moment in time, we're just trying to get as many points as we can. We think this team is going to get better and better. We are still trying to gel. I think we've done that fairly well. But today was a setback in terms of performance, but a massive 3 points. So we want to, push on, get a few more wins in August and try and keep ourselves in a healthy position.
Would you have taken 6 points out of nine if someone had said that before the three games?
No, I think we'd have taken seven. We didn't want to lose one of our first three games, so we'd have probably taken seven. So it's not the end of the world. What's important, if we have a couple of good weeks now and get a few more wins on the board if we can, and try and keep ourselves up close to the teams at the top.
Brilliant. Well, thank you ever so much for your time. Look forward to Tuesday against Stratford. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, John.
Cheers.